Thank you. Thelonious Monk there on the piano from his 1958 Riverside release entitled Thelonious in Action, recorded at the Five Spot Cafe. With him on that CD, or the original LP, were Johnny Griffin on the tenor saxophone, Ahmed Abdul Malik on the bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums. The tunes we heard them play were Light Blue, Coming on the Hudson, Rhythm Aining, Epistrophe, and finally Blue Monk. The first of two LPs to come out of that particular section, the one we're going to hear next week, probably more familiar with, is entitled Mysterioso. That's Thelonious Monk. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, Jason Marsalis. Thank you. Jason Marsalis there on the vibraphones, playing one of his own little tunes, Bourbon Street Ain't Mardi Gras. That is from a 2020 Basin Street Records release entitled Jason Marsalis Live. With him there were Oscar Rossignoli on the piano, Jason Weaver on the bass, and Gerald Watkins on the drums. Jason Marsalis. Well, to remind you one more time, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now let's listen to the last of our featured CDs. This is actually a two-CD set. It's just been released very recently on the Essential Jazz Classics label. It's a European label. And it features the complete studio recordings made between Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins. Now, there are quite a large number of those recordings, and they were put together on this in bunches from various sessions. Now, it's really very complicated to try to describe where the recordings wound up. Most of them were actually released on the Prestige Records label, but not necessarily as they were recorded, and so I will not go into that tonight. Simply say that these were the complete studio recordings, and we're going to listen to the earliest one of those studio recordings, which features, of course, Miles Davis on the trumpet and Sonny Rollins on the tenor sax. But also, they're joined and backed by Benny Green, the trombonist, John Lewis, of modern jazz quartet fame later, on the piano, Percy Heath on the bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums. Recorded January 17th, 1951. Thank you. Miles Davis there on the trumpet, Sonny Rollins on the tenor sax. The tunes we heard them play were first, Morpheus. That's written by John Lewis. Down, Miles Davis. The Blue Room, we have two different versions of that. It's a Rodgers and Hart tune. Whispering. And finally, I Know, another Miles Davis tune. As I said earlier, these are a number of different sessions, and we'll try to work our way through them because they're quite different sounding, depending upon the groups of various personnel that you hear on the record. So be listening to this for a while, too. Well, that just about does it for Night Train for another week. Hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll come back again next Tuesday for more jazz. Let's go out tonight with trumpeter Nicholas Payton while we're listening to trumpeters. This is a release from 2017 on the Paytone Records label entitled Afro-Caribbean Remix. The tunes we're going to hear is Egyptian Second Line. Stay tuned now for Djamah Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Till next Tuesday, this is John Green. Take care. Are you really?
We'll be right back. Beat Current is calling. Will you pick up on Wednesdays at midnight on 88.7 FM KRVS? Also available online live or anytime on demand at KRVS.org.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM.